Charlie.
And we got a lot of things to talk about this morning.
Oh, boy, it's a busy time of year.
It is. I drove by your lot, and it looks like you're bursting at the seams again.
We've got a lot of inventory. We definitely are. It's truck month, so yeah. We've stocked up on our trucks. This is a busy time of year. Ford's had their truck month during the end of February and March for forever, it seems like.
Yeah.
We've got huge incentives on all the Ford trucks, F-150s, the Super Duties. Actually, on the SUVs, people often think of pickup trucks,
right.
But the truck month includes all the SUVs from the Escape on up. And we've got great deals on the cars, too. Don't forget about those if you're looking for a Fusion or a Focus. Great rebates and interest rate specials on those. And, of course, your big Dungeness discounts and stuff like that.
And if that's not enough, doesn't Toyota do something special with trucks, too?
Toyota has great deals right now. They've got a special event of their own also that'll go through the rest of this month, a national event with big incentives. We've got the Tundra deals. The Tacoma is super hot right now. Can't even keep them on the ground, really. Completely redesigned it last year.
Wow.
It's been a really popular vehicle. And then, of course, RAV4 Highlander 4Runner has been a mainstay for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Great SUV for those who like to get out and move around in the country. Four-wheeling, it's tough. It's got that DNA. You see them out. Really being used
well, and you look at SUVs and crossover vehicles anymore, the whole look has changed over about the past 5 or 6 years.
Well, that's what I think is happening a little bit with the 4Runner, is it's beginning to kind of spread out, even though it's still that same tough vehicle. It's attracting more people that are using it in kind of urban settings.
Mm-hmm.
And don't really take it off the road very much. And it's just people like the way it looks, I think, and the way it drives and feels. And it is a great vehicle. So, I mean, everybody's got their own take on that. But that's the thing at Dungeness. You get a choice. You've got the full lineup of Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln to compare in one place. You can work with one sales consultant across all our brands. You don't have to switch back and forth and go from place to place. You can really compare things apples to apples across the brands right there on one lot.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody ready to help you. We'll get you the best deal possible, and you don't have to leave town.
Well, and the nice thing to me as a buyer, I have bought cars from you in the past. I think that's public knowledge.
Let's get that out first.
you walk in, and regardless of which sales individual you're working with, they're not trying to immediately, can we get over here and sign the paper, or can I, hand you the keys on that, or,
yeah.
It's a relaxed atmosphere. Let's talk about what you want, what do you like, and let's see if we can meet those needs.
We talked about it before, but that's really the culture. We're not a hard sell environment. We want to make buying a car easy, exciting, and
yeah.
fun. I mean, that's really what it's about. And, we talk about the values we have, and that's what it really fits into. We try to attract people that want to do the right thing and want to, like we say, work with other people that want to do the right thing and have fun doing it every day. And I actually brought somebody with me today who's one of those people. Ginger Hooker from our store has been a long time employee and is now one of our finance managers. So
yeah.
I know you've got thoughts on that, on what it's like selling cars at Dungeness how we make it easier.
That's morning. My whole goal.
By the way, good morning, Ginger.
Good morning.
When we were talking in the hallway, and there are all kinds of ways to buy or acquire a car. I think it's been the bank financed, 3, 4, 5, 7 year loan, whatever that happens to be, at where you own the car outright. And then I can remember growing up, every 3 or maybe every 4 years, or about every, 60,000 to 70,000 miles, my folks would say, time to get a new car. And that's what they did.
Absolutely. That's the reason more people are looking towards leasing their new vehicles. Why not pay on the part of the car you're going to use most? And a lot of business owners know that when you lease a vehicle, it could be tax deductible on most all those. So they can use that as a deduction if they can get into that realm with it. But we make it simple. Simple is the whole goal. And
yeah.
getting your new vehicle.
Well, and I think there's a lot of either insufficient knowledge or just plain wrong information out there as far as understanding how a lease works. And I'll bet you take the opportunity to explain every detail to anybody that wants to ask a question.
Absolutely. You got a question, come to me. I'm going to do my best to answer every one of those questions. For some reason, I don't know that answer. I will find that answer, and I will get it to everybody that has with whatever need that they have. I'm going to take care of that.
Are there some situations, either family situations or business situations, that a lease is just tailor-made for this individual, but they may not know it?
Oh, absolutely. In many different scenarios, like people that, if they drive a lot of miles or drive very few miles, I can tailor-made it to their needs. And, you know, only pay, you know, a fraction of what they think they might on a regular vehicle.
You know, and I think what we're seeing, too, is as loans are getting longer, I mean, payment is, I mean, people pay for their cars, let's face it, 1 month at a time most of the time. You know, we will sell some cars where people come in and write a check. But the truth is, most people are going to finance their car. It's a big purchase. You're going to pay for it over time. We are seeing loan terms be extended more and more through the years in an effort, really, to keep payments low enough to be acceptable to people in their budget range. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, if you think about it, if you're likely to trade or want to trade every 2 or 3 or 4 years, but you're financing it out over 6 or 7, you're never going to catch up. And the truth is that a lease can cap that, such that if you're buying 2 or 3 years of time in the vehicle, you're able to not pay for that part of the vehicle that you're not going to use. Most leases, what they call them, closed-in leases, they do end at a specific time. You get a certain number of miles you build into it. If you come over that, there's a small charge of I think 12 or 15 cents a mile, depending on how it's set up, but you can flex that. You can make lower mileage leases, higher mileage leases. You can build it around you can make a single payment on a lease. A lot of people don't think about that. But say you are a cash buyer and you want to buy a vehicle, you can still just buy that first 2 years of the car, pay one check. When you're done with the 2 years, you don't have to pay anything else. You can walk away or get another one. Now, that's the beauty of a lease, is it gives you that end, and you know that you're not going to be responsible for the vehicle. You're not responsible for any inequity. So if you have a long-term loan, sometimes, and we see this all the time in the business, people come in, they actually owe more on the vehicle than it's worth. Obviously is going to make it harder to get a new vehicle. We have to overcome that financially. It's just part of the equation. So at least eliminates that possibility, essentially. You're never going to be in a situation where you don't have equity in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about it is because, like you said, you can walk away from it and say, you know, I'm ready to get a new vehicle. What's the trade-in? You don't have to worry about that.
That's
idea.
Right. You know? Well, and so let's say your vehicle is worth more to you, or it's worth more on the books or the market for than what the manufacturer. So you can still purchase it then. You have the right to purchase it at the end of your lease, or turn it back to the manufacturer. So it's really a cool tool. It's one that, you know, really hasn't been used much in Oklahoma. But what we're seeing is that. More and more, this is something that people are considering. I think across the entire Gulf States region last month, over 25% of the RAV4s and Corollas were leased, which is a big number if you think about it across Texas, Oklahoma, and that's a big change in our market. So I thought we'd talk about it a little bit.
Well, I think we should, and particularly when you've got the expert in here to answer those questions. Like, okay, you know, and some of it I'm sure is just getting into a different mindset, because we've all only bought cars. And I know we could, if we sat down and thought about how many miles we actually drove per 5 years, 2 years, whatever, we could probably come up with a number. But if you've never thought about that, it's just one of those questions, do I really have to come up with all that stuff?
Yeah. That's true. I mean, sure. it is complicated to think about it that way, but we do tend to drive in patterns, and you're going to be using the vehicle the same way if you are. I mean, obviously, things can change, but it is just another option. It's another tool we have to help you get the best deal on your vehicle. Another thing with leases is we're seeing that there's great incentives on them, so you can often get a much lower payment than you can on a comparable vehicle when you finance it and actually purchase the vehicle. So again, we talk about that, the purchase of the vehicle and the lease. In a lease, the title of the vehicle actually remains with someone else. You don't have title to the vehicle, but you are the responsible for it for that period.
So you're still paying the insurance.
So if I bought my Fusion that I'm driving now, instead of purchasing it, mm-hmm. if I leased that vehicle, I would still be responsible for the insurance coverage.
The insurance, the maintenance, all the typically a lease is going to be pretty much the first 2 or 3 years typically I was on a lease, so mm-hmm. you're going to be covered by the manufacturer warranty the whole time. You'll be responsible for maintenance and general wear and tear, and your insurance, any ancillary charges like that. But other than that, you're pretty much just that set payment. If it's a Toyota you're leasing, they will actually pay for the first 2 years or 25,000 miles of the maintenance. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to really control your out-of-pocket expense for a vehicle to plan, how much is that going to be over the next 2 years? And that's another way to look at a lease is it's really a great budgeting tool.
And so I would guess a lot of it is, what is my budget? And I guess the second question is, how many miles am I going to need it for?
That's right. And then we put together, and what kind of vehicle do you want, of course, too?
I mean, but that's a choice I was going to make either way.
Well, that's right. Yeah. So there might be other ways we can flex that. You might be able to expand your vehicle choices a little bit through leasing, just because it can lower your payment a little bit. So it's worth asking about if you're interested in a new car at this point. I'd be asking the dealer you're going to purchase it from, explain that to me.
Yeah, and so you've got the expert right here that can offer those explanations, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that the sales staff can answer a lot of questions, but it may come down to that final 3 feet with this.
Yeah, Ginger's got all the answers.
Okay, Ginger, tell me. So the payment, Brad says, may be less for a lease than for the purchase. Why is that?
Absolutely, because it's calculated on a different term, and you have all these different factors that go into a lease. So the deal is we just got to find what vehicle it is that fits your needs. Then allow me the opportunity to get it figured out for you, and we'll get it all figured, whether a purchase, mm-hmm. That way, or a lease benefits you. It depends on miles, how many miles, all the different factors involved mm-hmm. in there. It's going to take care of, what's going to take care of you best. So give it an opportunity. And we also have, 0% set up on, over 7 models in the Toyota. I got that offered in the Ford side too. I mean, mm-hmm. we got all sorts of different things that could work for you and fit all your needs.
So you get to, do we just doubled the number of questions that you either have to ask or answer depending on how it's doing, because you're not only explaining all the options on the purchase, but all the options on a lease.
Yeah, and it's really simple. It's not going to be something that will take forever. I'll do a little interview, find wants and needs, mm-hmm. Find what benefits you best once you find the vehicle that fits your needs the most, and, give me just a little bit of time. And very little time now. We're getting it down where it won't take much out of your day, and it'll answer all your questions.
So let's say there's a business. Let's use the radio station just because I can. Let's say that we're interested in a station vehicle. Mm-hmm. Why would we lease it as opposed to traditionally buying the car?
Well, you can use it as a tax deduction on leases easier, mm-hmm. To my understanding. You're also going to be able to set up whatever miles you want. You never have to worry about having a vehicle that's going to hit, long-term owning. Mm-hmm. You're going to always be entrusted that your people are always in a vehicle that's going to get them where they need to go. Always, never go, rarely would you break down in a newer vehicle or anything like that. You're always in a newer vehicle. And, you know, with this technology always changing, you can keep up to date with all those different changes quickly.
Okay.
I'll follow up a little bit more on that, Charlie. When, you know, a business is going to look at it, whether it's an asset, in other words, we own it, it's got to be depreciated, and you have to use your accountant to get into the weeds on this.
We're not going to talk tax.
We're not tax advisors, so nothing we say should be taken to the bank. But the truth is, you know, it's an asset, you're going to depreciate it. If it's a lease, you can expense it. So that, I mean, a business owner is going to understand the difference there.
Right.
There's a few requirements in order to do that. It has to be used a certain percentage, at least within the business, and you have to track the miles and other expenses. But the truth is that you're fully expensing the vehicle as you use it rather than depreciating it over time. Mm-hmm. So it just really depends on your different situation, and your tax advisor can help you with that. But it's something that business owners and individuals should really look at, because it does, the primary benefit is going to be controlling your cost, setting a budget, and living within it over a set period of time, and then keeping the payment as low as possible. Ginger mentioned some of the factors that go into a lease. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, we mentioned time, and, you know, whether you're buying the whole vehicle or say the half of it you're going to use in 3 years.
Right.
So there's a thing called a residual on a lease, which is essentially that guess of what is it going to be worth at the end of the lease. So after 3 years, Toyota may say that you're going to lease a Corolla, it'll be worth 65% of what it's worth today. And so then you're paying for only 35% of the vehicle. So vehicles that retain their value really well, like Toyotas, are excellent leasers. So this is one of the other secrets. So vehicles that lose their value very quickly don't lease very well. I won't say what vehicles those are. But the truth is, Toyotas, Fords, all the vehicles we sell maintain their value very well. Mm-hmm. They are great leasing vehicles. Whether you're buying or leasing, that works to your benefit because it's going to help retain your value. But obviously, if you can pay for less of the vehicle, 35% of it, as opposed to 100%, I mean, that's really the thing people need to realize. Oh, 35% is going to cost less, and especially if I'm going to build it into 3 years, and that's really all the time I'm likely to keep that car anyway. Now we have a situation where that lease really should make sense to you, whether you're business, individual, or whatever.
Well, I can see a couple of family situations where this might work out well, particularly someone who is just starting off and they are watching every penny.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, on the other side of things, where a someone on a fixed retirement income and they're not increasing Social Security payments this year, again, probably needs to watch every penny.
Yeah, that's right. And the truth is, you're able to control that and set it and budget it over time. Whereas if you own the vehicle, you can have other things come up. You may have, you could own it outside of the warranty. You could have additional repairs and maintenance to do over time. Obviously, you're going to own the whole thing. And if you're keeping your cars 10 or more years, obviously this isn't for you. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, for a significant part of the public, it is.
Right. So sounds as though you've got some ideal situations that whether you're making that suggestion to the customer or it's starting earlier in the sales process, that somebody needs to bring up the word lease somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. Our salespeople are starting to talk to everybody that comes on the floor to give them that option, just to see if that's something that would fit their needs. We see people coming in that end up owing just a little bit more on their vehicles than what they're worth when they trade in at times. Mm-hmm. In a lease situation, you're never in that scenario. You're never going to pay more on that vehicle than what it's worth at the end. If it ever values out when you come in to turn in your lease or looking at another one, if that value is ever down, because you can do the option of looking at it as a trade-in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if that residual value is more than what the trade-in value is or something, I mean, you can, if it values more, use it as a trade-in and use that equity in your lease towards money down on your new vehicle that you're going to lease. there's ways to use that scenario that's going to benefit you most. So you're, but the best thing about it, you're never ever paying on a vehicle, you know, out of its term of on a lease. I mean, you're never paying more on it.
Mm-hmm. And I can personally, that's how I buy vehicles. I mean, my wife's vehicle, the last one, was a leased vehicle. We got out of it last fall. I had that situation where it was worth more than Ford thought it would be at the end of the lease, so I bought it and we traded it in and got the next one. So it's a situation where, you know, it really does make sense. It's something that I've done several times. When it makes sense financially, it really is something that you should look at.
So, I know you've mentioned this several times, the individual who I'll say is a regular trade-in person, as mm-hmm. opposed to somebody who owns a vehicle for 10 or more years,
right.
that's a person who I'll say should at least consider their options on the lease.
They definitely should, and it's one of those things that that's powerful and as far as making your dollar go further in your automotive in your experience with your car. You know, you want to maintain your budget. That's what, you know, Dunn just really focuses on. Like, you know, it's, you know, we talk a lot about the 995 oil change and tires for life and all these things we have that are really designed to help keep you in a good financial situation with your vehicle. You know, mm-hmm. we want to have the lowest price maintenance possible for the vehicle. We want to make sure, offer you programs which keep you coming back to us, but also make it so you don't have additional out-of-pocket expense on your vehicle. That's what the Tires for Life program does. That's what our great aftermarket warranty programs do, and mm-hmm. our service contracts. We have maintenance programs where you can prepay and get discounts on maintenance over time that you know you're going to do on the vehicle anyway. You can often finance those products into the vehicle purchase, mm-hmm. and again, that helps you set your budget and control your costs, so you can really know what it's going to cost you going forward to own the vehicle. And you know, that's, people often focus on that first transaction price. Here's how much is it to buy the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
but the big picture is how much is it, not just to buy it, but then to own it over the life of your use of the vehicle. And that's where leasing, where financing, where we started the conversation, back to the sales consultant's role, mm-hmm. really as a consultant, and
yeah.
not as a pitch man or a salesman. Truthfully, they're there to consult with you on your needs, and to find, like Ginger said, to find what you want, what do you need, how do you use the vehicle, how many miles are you driving a year, what are you driving now, what do you like about it, what don't you like about it, you know, what was that vehicle purchase like. Those are the kinds of things that we want to talk about. In the end, finding you the right vehicle and getting it set to your budget's often the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
The easy part's the price, and a lot of times the consumer puts the price out front and misses opportunities, I think, to get the best deal because they're focused on that and, you know, the big picture of what is the real ownership of this vehicle going to cost me and how can I, I'm going to use it, the safety, the pleasure, the enjoyment of the vehicle, all those things that really are a big part of it.
Well, and that's something that is, you know, it takes a little bit of time to explain to the customer. Let's sit down and say, you know, how much, you know, gasoline expense, how many, you know, whatevers are we talking about over the life of this vehicle that you intend to keep for how many years. And so it's more information exchange, I think, than sometimes people are used to.
Well, and that's part of our business,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's so much information out there in the world today. People do so much research before they buy a vehicle that a lot of times they feel like they know what they're going to do. But the truth is, we see it all the time where people get into the process and they really need assistance. And, you know, that's what we're there for. We want to help you with that process. You know, we've got ways, like Ginger said, to make it go really easily and smoothly, very transparent sales process we use. We want you to get the best deal possible and know that with confidence that you've got that.
And Ginger, are you there to explain to people, because I know in advertising language, they legally have to talk about a specific down payment, a specific term of lease with so many miles, but you said you had the opportunity to flex that and actually individualize that to what a customer needs, right?
Absolutely. And the payment does vary on what they call upfronts, mm-hmm. money that you come into a lease with, to all those different variables. But it just, I can tailor made it to what the customer needs to fit their need and get those numbers for them that's going to fit their budget the best and make sure they have peace of mind with it. You know, I'm there to help save them as much money as possible, give them peace of mind during the time of when they come in to receive their new vehicle to the time their whole ownership. You know, my goal is to give them peace of mind throughout the entire process and let it be simple.
And I think that's what, you know, I know you're thought through, you're there for, and I'm just trying to make sure that we cover as many bases, because again, for most people, it's for the first time lease, it's kind of, it is what it is. It's a brand new experience, and I'm sure they've got a lot of questions.
Absolutely. And whatever question they have, you know, I will get it answered, you know.
Yeah.
It will be taken care of.
Well, and that's what you're there for. Brad?
Well, I just thought we'd maybe talk a little bit about other stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
We mentioned Truck Month out there.
We did.
And, you know, we got off on that lease thing. But, you know, trucks are also great leasing vehicles. You know, the bottom line is during Truck Month, or whether you're looking for a Ford or a Toyota or a Lincoln, now is a great time to buy. We've got great deals on our used vehicles also. You can check all of it out online at DungusChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900. People like Ginger are there ready to help you every day. We'll make it simple and easy for you to buy your next vehicle. We want your service too. If you have a car that needs an oil change, come on in. We've got
With or without an appointment.
We've got, I know as I left, we had a little bit of availability on the Ford side for oil changes. So that, come on down if you're wanting to do that today, this morning. So anyway, it's a great time. I know also coming up here in a couple weeks, we're going to go into be starting our anniversary month.
Right.
We've talked about that before. So April 1st will be our 75th anniversary of our dealership, when my grandfather moved to Bartlesville in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great long time ago, and we've been doing a lot of digging in the old files and looking at old pictures, and so we'll share some of that over the next few radio shows, mm-hmm. I think, once we get into April, and then in other ways, we're going to have some big events in April and leading up to that.
Well, you've got a location that I know people have known by another name, but the whole other location down the street of Dungus Wholesale.
That's right. It's still operating, and Enrique and the guys are down there doing details, so whether you need a late model used car, those are usually at Dungus Brothers, or a little older ones are often at Dungus Wholesale. Our detail shop's down there with Enrique and the guys.
Okay, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the great information, because it's a whole option out there that I think a lot of us just haven't considered, because it's new, it's strange, you know? So
absolutely. Just come in, see us. We're going to take care of you, and let it be the best buying experience you've ever had.
Home of the 995 oil change, Dungus, and check it out online, DungusChoice.com. Brad, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville.